Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the picture. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A high reaching near 84. East winds at 5 miles per hour. A 40% chance of precipitation this afternoon, diminishing just slightly to about a 30% chance overnight. A low this evening of 63 degrees. On Thursday, expect sunny skies with a high near 87. Currently, it's cloudy. 83 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes, and at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start the hour of music with a performance of Bizet's Symphony in C Major. Performing are the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under the direction of Neville Mariner.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's 32 minutes, almost 33 minutes past the hour. We've been listening to music by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under the direction of Neville Mariner, a performance of Bizet's Symphony in C Major. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Right now we head to the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios is Sam Irwin, who is the press secretary for the Department of Agriculture and Forestry here in Louisiana. He has an exhibit that will open in Arneville for the New News Arts and Collective culture that's going on up there that will open on May 18th. And the title of the exhibit is Art in Agriculture, 15 Photos from 10 Years of Ag Journalism. And I think we're going to go back just a little bit, Sam, because a lot of people may not know your background in this area around Lafayette. First of all, where did you grow up?
Well, hi, Judith. It's so nice to see you. I grew up in Brobridge. Did second grade through and graduated at Brobridge Senior High School in, way back in 1972. And then I came to UL back then.
Mm-hmm. USL, and I think got a couple degrees from here.
Yeah, I got my undergraduate in history in 1976 and my graduate in 78 and worked on the Vermilion staff back then.
All right. Good long tradition of, in fact, one of our student workers here at KRVS just became the editor of the Vermilion. So.
Well, good. I hope they have a nicer venue, than a nicer office than we did.
That's right. You were
describing. I don't even think we had heat in our building.
Probably not. I seem to remember those offices. A lot of things changing. Now, you went on to become a journalist. Did you start writing? Were you a journalist immediately after you finished your graduate degree here?
No, I've done a bunch of different things. I've been started as a teacher at Turling's Catholic, got involved in my family's grocery business and crawfish business in Henderson, and then I quickly learned I didn't want to be in the crawfish business, and moved to Baton Rouge, not exactly by choice, but it was a good move for me, and ended up in the record business. I owned a record retail store right there by the LSU campus. It was called Paradise Records, and I did that for about 15 years. But sadly, record stores are a relic, a thing of the past, because online digital music is has taken over, and
right.
I finally succumbed to the dark side when I got an iPhone in 2008, and now when I want to get a song, hear a song on the TV, I can Shazam it.
It's happened to the best of us, even those in radio, it's happened.
Yep.
So you've had a varied work experience, and I've heard that that serves journalists well if you've done many things over your life.
I think so. I agree with that, yeah, because I've been exposed to a lot of things. I had a Cajun honky-tonk in Brobridge for a couple of years.
That's right, the Corner Bar.
The Corner Bar, yeah, we had a lot of fun over there. It's good for a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Owning the bar.
Yeah, a lot of groups that are now just, you know, world famous and touring around the world. I remember hearing them at your bar.
Sonny Landreth was there. Beausoleil, yeah. Red Beans and Rice Review, Zachary Richard, Rockin' Doopsie, and my favorite, Tommy McLean and the Mule Train Band was there every Sunday.
Right. It was quite hopping there in Brobridge. That was in Brobridge, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the corner.
How did you end up becoming press secretary of the Department of Agriculture here in Louisiana?
Well, when I closed my record shop, I was looking for a job, and I did a bunch of different things at 50 years old. I'm back waiting on tables and looking for a job. I had a job at a pawnbroker. That didn't work out. Then worked in a grocery store, and then one day I remembered that I used to be a writer for the Vermilion. And I called a friend that worked at the Advocate, who was a copy editor, and he and I had played on a baseball team. And I said, I asked him, I said, I need a job. I need something to do. I'll cover the worst meeting, the one that nobody wants to cover, the drainage district meetings. And I got assigned to a meeting, the Donaldsonville City Council, and started reporting on them, then the Assumption Police Jury. And then I started writing a few little features for the Advocate. And the Department of Agriculture expanded its Louisiana Market Bulletin, which is a farm journal. And they needed a features writer. And I applied for the job. And I won that beauty contest. And just kept working, kept my nose down. And when we had the administration change, then when Commissioner Mike Strain came in, I got the press secretary job.
Well, now, obviously, growing up in rural South Louisiana, Brobridge is quite a rural town. You were exposed and experienced much of rural life. How did you feel about working for the Department of Agriculture? Was that something that really suited your temperament?
Conversing with farmers, with fishermen, with producers, gardeners, it's an incredible feeling. I mean, these are people that are working with their hands. They're producing. They're making something out of nothing, really, by the sweat of their brow. It's fantastic. It's just when I go out and I visit with a farmer that's in the field, I have such admiration for them because they're the ones that are feeding us. They're the ones that their hard work pays off for all of us.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of things do you write about? What kinds of articles appear in the Louisiana Market Bulletin?
Well, some of my, I've written about, let's see, I write about cattle a lot. This fella's doing artificial insemination. That's something to see animal husbandry. It's not for public viewing, but if you get to see it, it's
probably won't be one of the photographs in this exhibit.
No, it won't be. Yeah. I love shooting cattle, horses. I get to a lot of rodeos, youth rodeos. Youth rodeos are fantastic because these kids travel. They've got a rodeo almost every week, and it's a tightly knit community, and they all know each other. And then I remember writing about a kid who was like eighth grade, and years later I see him in the state rodeo finals, and I said, "You're that kid I wrote about back in the eighth grade." And he said, "Yes, sir, I am." And now he was in the state finals bull riding. So that's a lot of fun. I've written about I've been inside a woman came to our office, and she had an albino alligator. I said, "What are you doing with that albino alligator?" She says, "I'm sending it to France. I need a USDA certificate." I said, "Where do you live? I want to take some pictures of it." And she says, I live in Cutoff. You know where that's at?" And I said, "Yes, I know where that's at." And I followed her down, and they had about nine albino alligators that I photographed. I held one. I've been in the crawfish pond. I've been in the Javelai Basin. I've been in North Louisiana.
So your job has taken you everywhere in rural Louisiana.
You know, you get to places like Lettsworth. You get to places like Delhi. And sometimes when you see a French pronunciation of a northern, you see a town in North Louisiana that has a French name, and you think, "Oh, Mer Rouge, what a beautiful, beautiful place." And the people up there have a different pronunciation of it.
What do they call it?
Marouge. Yeah. So,
well, Sam, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in. My guest is Sam Irwin, and he's the press secretary for the Department of Agriculture and Forestry of Louisiana Market Bulletin. He has an exhibit of photographs that will open up in Arneville on May 18th. It's Friday, mm-hmm. May 18th.
Yeah.
And that will be at the De Bayou Gallery in Arneville. But it's, I guess, a part of that whole cultural, the New News Arts and Collective cultural milieu that's going on up there in that area. The title of the exhibit is Art and Agriculture, 15 Photos from 10 Years of Ag Journalism. So you're a writer. You were writing for the Bulletin and you send out press bulletins, but obviously you've started taking photographs along the way. How did you get into photography?
Well, when I started with the Market Bulletin, my boss said, you're going to write features, but you're also going to become a top-notch expert photographer. And I don't know for sure I'm a top-notch expert photographer, but I shoot a lot of pictures. To me, that's the secret. Shoot a lot, and you're going to get something good. And I just started taking pictures. And when I go on a shoot and I'm trying to record, take notes, and take pictures, it's quite a balancing act. And I just shoot away.
Well, your job takes you to places that most of us would never have reason to encounter. So I can only imagine that the subject matter that you see is wonderful.
Well, for instance, the Department of Agriculture and Forestry is charged with wildfire prevention. We used to have a series of fire towers, and a watcher would go up and just above treetop level and look for fire. So I thought that would be an interesting article. So I climbed the fire tower, even though I'm a little afraid of heights.
Mm.
And I went with an older lady, and on the way up, she had to stop a couple of times and catch her breath, and then she's up there. She's got all of the communications. She's got maps, so I'm photographing from treetop level. Another thing that I get to do is I find interesting things to write about. The quarter pole racetrack, I had not heard about it. It's probably the last of the bush tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about it, and I said, I'm going to write an article about it. And I went over there, and they were training. It was about 20 degrees. I couldn't believe the jockeys were
riding in the cold weather.
Well, mm-hmm. I didn't want to be out there, but they were out there, so I'm taking photographs of them. As I said, I've been inside an alligator growing house. And, you know, we have a...
You got photographs of those, the baby alligators.
Yeah, yes.
Now, you did bring some photographs with you, some that will be in the exhibit opening in Arneville. And you brought one gorgeous picture of some Brahma cattle with a very dramatic sky behind it. Where did you take that picture?
That was in Allen Parish, just east of Kinder. The cattleman brought me out to his field, and he specializes in Brahmas, and Brahmas are really nice to shoot because they're light colored.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes great care of his pastures and his animals. And in the northern sky, it was very blue and lots of clouds, and then you look toward the west and you could see this thunderhead rolling in. So the white cows with the green grass of the pastures, and then with the thunderhead moving in.
And the sun shining on those white cattle.
Yeah. And it was hard not to take a good picture. And I've got
caught their expressions perfectly as well.
That's the funny thing about cattle. A lot of them will move away, but there will be a group that will stop and look at you like I'm not moving, but
very
I'm going to look at you.
Well, that's just a lovely picture. That's in very Louisiana. I think all of us will feel when we see that photograph, I've seen that somewhere, or we think we have.
Well, Brahmas are interesting. They have really expressive ears.
Yeah. Yes. Really lovely photograph. Now, you also have one that is a really quiet picture, but again, so full of what we think of as Louisiana. And I think that's the one you said that you took near Lettsworth.
I was driving back. A lot of times when I go do an assignment, I'll take the long way home just to see what I'm going to see. And this was just, it's a little tiny house, kind of a ragamuffin house, and it's got a clothesline on it. It was a clothesline full of clothes, and behind it is a soybean field. And, you know, that is as pretty as a picture. So when I get that feeling, I have to stop, turn around, go back, and take a few shots.
So it takes you a little while. You drive a little ways past, and you think something pulls you back to that
shot.
It's
kind of the heat, the heat factor, the tiredness factor, and then I have to decide, oh, gosh, I might not come back this way again.
Can't pass that one up.
Better go back and turn around and get the shot.
But it's all those small details that you describe that make that so classic a Louisiana shot, the little clothesline, the lawnmower that you mentioned in the side there, and that little soybean field in the back. It's, I think anyone seeing that will, again, recognize where we live.
And it epitomizes the rural nature of our state. You'll have a really nice house on one side, and the next one might be little more than a shack, or might even be a shack. Sometimes folks live in there. You can see that maybe folks did live there, but they don't live there anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's a lovely shot. And then you've got one of a horse. Was that taken at the quarter pole?
Yeah. That was just, it's an interesting place, the quarter pole. It's the last of the bush tracks, as I mentioned. And I read about it in Cajun Racing, from the bush tracks to the Triple Crown. And the writer of that book, and his name escapes me, but he thought all the Cajun jockeys were from New Orleans, and it was probably Calvin Borel or one of those that said, no, the Cajuns aren't from New Orleans, they're from over here. And he wrote about people that I knew from St. Martin Parish. He wrote about the bush track we had in Carancro. It was quite a culture, and I said, I want to go and shoot some of that.
And where is the quarter pole?
It's just kind of in between Doosan and Rain.
All right.
You know, you know where Doosan's at, huh?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people listening do. Well, that is a pretty amazing picture right there. Was that the day when it was 20 degrees?
Very cold that day. Very cold.
Well, you'd never tell it from the speed of that horse and the rider.
and the jockey's not wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
beautiful. Lovely.
He's up and coming, that jockey. I can't remember his name, but he's a young guy and very respectful. I'm taking his pic. Can I take your picture? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing photographs of him somewhere nationally.
Oh, that would be nice. I'm sure
here.
He would like that.
Well, and then you've got one of an orange right there, and it looks like a blood orange. And I think some people wouldn't know that we grow those here.
Well, that's interesting. I read about blood oranges, and I'm from St. Martin Parish, and I had never heard of blood oranges before. And the reason why I had never heard of blood oranges is because the people in Orleans Parish eat all of the blood oranges. They never make it this far west. And so I went down. I had done a story on Ben and Ben. It's Ben, Big Ben and Little Ben. Ben and Ben Becknell down in south of Belchase. There's a lot of Becknells that live down there. And I wanted to see some blood oranges, and Mr. Ben, he's such a nice fella. I brought a photographer from New Orleans with me, and we called him, and he gave us free run of the place. He toured us all around, and we got this great shot of him slicing the orange, and his hands are so distinctive. That's another thing that I look for in photographs. Hands tell a lot about someone's personality.
Very distinctive.
You
that know. He's just slit a blood orange in half, and he's holding it in his hands. Really
and,
lovely.
And then the lush greens in the background. I mean, and I took that picture in, I think it was maybe, might have been late February. So, you know, you can see how lush it is. We're so lucky to have green grass just about all the time in the state.
And you must be so aware of that. Again, your travels taking you all over the state and just really seeing what our landscape is like. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Sam Irwin. He's the press secretary for the Department of Agriculture and Forestry and editor of the Louisiana Market Bulletin, traveling around the state, writing articles, and taking photographs as well. You'll be able to see a collection of the photographs that he's been describing in Arneville. It opens this Friday, the 18th, at De Bayou Gallery in Arneville. What time is the opening, Sam?
At 7 o'clock, and I'm going to give a little shout-out to my fellow journalist, Alex Cook. He has a new book out called Louisiana Saturday Night. It's just published by LSU Press, and he'll be there signing. I think he'll do a little reading. And George Marks is the coordinator of the whole New News Art and Culture Collective, and he's amazing. I don't know where he gets the energy. And
We're all grateful that he has it.
They call it a potluck exhibit, I'm thinking there might be some good food there that night as well.
All right, so 7 o'clock in Arneville at De Bayou Gallery.
Yeah.
And where is that exactly in Arneville?
It's on the highway between Grand Coteau and Arneville. It's in Arneville. Mm-hmm. It's part of the old Singleton's Lumberyard. It's a fine old building.
Yeah, really great experience to go in there. It's worth, if you've never been there, really worth going to. Now, I'm sure some people are wondering if there's a place that they can see your photographs, maybe if they can't go to the exhibit or they just want to take a look at them now.
I have them posted on my website, which is samirwin.net, and I've got a collection of photos in there. One folder is called Art and Agriculture. And I'm still not through putting the exhibit together, so part of the problem is I've got so many great pictures I've got to limit it to 15 photos. So I'm looking at, I've got a great shot of some cane loading trucks. I've got a great shot of alligators. Lots of pictures
of these beautiful Brahma cows. That's right. I'm sure that one's going to be in the exhibit. Well, in the meantime, people can take a look at those. And,
at samirwin.net.
All right. And then if they can make it to the exhibit opening on Friday the 18th, they'll be able to see your final choices for the exhibit.
And I just know from experience people have trouble with the last name, Irwin.
Okay.
It's spelled I-R-W-I-N.
Okay.
I've heard every variation of that name since I was a kid. In Brobridge, when we first moved there, we were the only I's in the phone book.
So you're not an Irwin.
I don't mind being called an Irwin.
Well, take a look. That's, again, samirwin.net, I-R-W-I-N.
That's right.
And you can see some of the photographs, again, that will be in the exhibit on Friday in Arneville at Les Deux Bayou Gallery. Well, Sam, thanks so much for taking the time. You drove over here from Baton Rouge. We really appreciate the time and seeing your beautiful photographs as well. And we look forward to future work, both in the Louisiana Market Bulletin and your photography.
Okay. Well, thank you, Judith.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Sam.
It.
Arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tonight at Lafayette High in the auditorium, the Lafayette High Strings Spring Concert will take place. It is free and open to everyone. Lots of different types of music, and it really shows off the variety of styles that they play with, different types of strings, cello, violas, violins. That's tonight, 7 o'clock at Lafayette High in the auditorium. Two organizations, Trail and Bike Lafayette, are celebrating National Bike Month with a variety of activities. 6 o'clock this evening, the Ride of Silence will take place. Cyclists can meet at Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette, 6 o'clock. They ask that all cyclists bring helmets, and no one will be riding faster than 12 miles per hour. It's a silent procession to honor cyclists who have been injured or killed while cycling on public roadways. Bike to Work Day will take place on Friday, May 18th. For more information, you can go to the website or Facebook page for either of these organizations, Trail or Bike Lafayette. Rent opens tonight in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. It will run through Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling 322-4102. The Eye of the Beholder competition is taking place at the Lafayette Art Association and Gallery. It is their 26th annual open competition. You can submit 3D or 2D art between today and May 25th. For more information, you can call the Lafayette Art Association or go to their website. The Station film series continues with a showing of the silent film The Lost World, made in 1925. That will be tonight at Cité des Arts. The doors open at 6:45, and it is a free film tonight. And the Downtown Alive continues this Friday with a performance in Parc Sanssouci by the Creole String Beans. Music starts at around 6 o'clock. Author Ben Sandmel will be reading from his latest work, a biography of Ernie Cato called Ernie Cato and the R&B Emperor of New Orleans. That will be at Casa Azul in Gran Coteau tomorrow evening, starting at 7 o'clock. After Ben's reading and book signing, Yvette Landry will be performing music. Ben will be in our studios tomorrow to talk about the book Ernie Cato. We'll be talking with him around 3:30 tomorrow. A Woman's Journey, a duo of two one-act plays, The Female Being and Colorless, will be performed at Theater 810, opening this Friday, May 18th. It will run through the weekend and then the following weekend as well. The writer of the plays, Kimberly Johnson Nagel, will be there, and Bria Hopgood is directing the two one-act plays. This Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, musician Dr. Michael White will be performing. He'll be there with some of his other musicians, and the tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts or going online.
Hello, I'm Jean.
And that number is 233-7060. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
These are city people, and they all know where they're going. Taking fast steps, one, two, three, four.
A literary mixtape, this week on Selected Shorts from PRI, Public Radio International.
Tonight at 10 p.m. on KRVS.